Loretta. You're last, and thanks for, you go for it. I'll shut up.
Okay, I'm asking about my daughter. She's 53, and a year and a half ago, she had surgery for breast cancer. She went through the radiation and the chemo. Now they have her on estrogen suppressor pills, which make her nauseated, and she doesn't want to eat half the time. And I'm wondering what else she could do if she's supposed to suppress the estrogen production.
I would wonder why they don't know that estriol, which is a major estrogen, contacts only the anticarcinogenic receptor. It's called estrogen receptor beta. And women who are higher in estriol have a lower risk of breast cancer. And women who are breast cancer survivors who have higher estriol have a greater risk of living longer. This is all, I'm annoyed at some of these surgeons. This is all published in 1966 in the Journal of the American Medical Association by Dr. Henry Lemon, who is a gynecologic oncologist at the University of Nebraska. So what we do, that's us at Tahoma Clinic, for women who've had breast cancer and wish to be long-term survivors, is use estriol only. No estradiol, no estrone. Those are procarcinogenic estrogens. Plus now, unless the federal government gets all over it, we add to that this stuff called 2-methoxyestradiol, which upon which there are many research papers showing that, as Mayo Clinic said, it's profoundly anticarcinogenic. And it doesn't actually have an estrogenic effect, but it's anticarcinogenic effect. So women with estriol who are breast cancer survivors feel a whole heck of a lot better with the estriol anticarcinogen and the 2-methoxyestradiol to protect them against future recurrence. And that's that, ma'am.
Okay.
We do that at Tahoma Clinic quite routinely.
Uh-huh. Is there a website that she could look up to help convince her of this research?
I don't think so, no. You could look through a list of my past newsletters. There might be some stuff in there.
Okay. Thanks very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am.